And welcome back to another episode of Why Am I So Happy? Paula V here. So happy to have you with us today. And happy holidays, everyone. I love this time of year. I'm so happy to have with me a returning guest, Todd Leboff. He's a Yasui Holy Fire Reiki Master Teacher, founder owner of Mind, Body, and Spirit Reiki and Beyond. And I also have joining us Sheila Applegate. She is a transformational coach, award-winning author of Enchanted One, The Portal to Love, and founder of The Consciously Awesome, Discover Your Brilliance, Remodel Our World e-course and coaching program. I'm so excited to chat with both of you today. And today we are going to be chatting a lot about the Consciously Awesome program. I've been so excited to hear about this. So first off, I would like to welcome both of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Paula. It's great to be here.
Thank you, Paula.
You are so welcome. I'm just so honored. Well, let's begin, Sheila. As the founder, can you tell us a bit about the Consciously Awesome program and what inspired you to create this great program?
Sure. Well, let's start with what inspired me to create it, I suppose. I have dedicated really my entire life to living in conscious oneness. Though I didn't have that language, of course, when I was younger, but I was very driven throughout my whole life to really become the best human being I could be and then share that with other people along the way. So I began my career as a clinical social worker with a master's degree in social work, jumped off of clinical therapy into doing spiritual readings and healings and channeled messages, also teaching meditation, about 20 years ago. And that was because I felt at that point that the traditional therapy was limiting. I grew with that over the 20 years, and as I became more conscious in understanding how to really navigate spirituality, to not only conceive of oneness, but to feel it, experience it, and access it in my daily life so I could actually live from that space. And I used different techniques along the way, and I was always driven to help other people. So as soon as I learned or discovered something, then I would turn around and teach others. So my intention was always to normalize the process and also to not just have people depend on me as a spiritual advisor, but to empower them to the same journey of conscious oneness. So a few years ago, I had realized that I was really living from that space. I had attained my goal, and I was living in conscious oneness. And at that point, after being in that space for a while, I was really driven to move into a different medium. I wanted to write a fictional novel with the same type of concepts and come in from a different angle. And so I was leaving the other teachings behind, but I didn't want to just have those 20 years just kind of fall away. I wanted to make sure that the path I created was still available to anyone who were to come in the future. So I attempted what felt like the impossible to create a program that actually gave people the techniques, the step-by-step ways, and the tools so that they can access spirit, so that they can feel the consciousness, so that they can navigate that and still be happy on earth. I love the name of your show because what this is all about and why it's called Consciously Awesome, because it's not only about a spiritual awakening and coming to that enlightenment that we all desire, but then taking that next step to make that joyful on earth, because sometimes the spiritual path can make us a little less excited about the whole physical world process, but this is about moving to that final step where not only are we living in conscious oneness and able to access all of our consciousness, but we actually have fun on earth too.
Oh, I love it. This is so exciting. This is so fun. I'm just really anxious to hear even more, you know, what that can do for so many. So Sheila, you don't facilitate the program, though. Can you tell us a bit about the Consciously Awesome team and why you organize the program this way?
Yes. Like I said, I originally did this just as a, I originally did the program once, and that was as a sort of goodbye to all the people who had been working with me. So I put it out there one more time. If you want to learn from me before I stop doing this work, here it is. But as I moved through it and realized that I was actually doing what I didn't think was possible, and really creating this course that was going to work with many people. And in that original group, I had people who had studied with me for years, and then people who had never even taken a meditation class with anyone, and just stepping on the spiritual path. And both ends of that spectrum were able to use these tools and implement them into their life, the whole process of it, the technique, and have a complete transformation. For some, it was just those final subtle pieces that put everything together that they've been working at for so long finally came into be. And then for others, they just stepped right into it, and it was an easy path past all the struggles. So as I was doing it, guidance told me to pick a few people that would carry on this course afterwards. So I started with a few people handpicked by spirit that I knew and offered the opportunity to become ambassadors of consciousness. That's what we call each other. But so they started out, and as it grew, it just became, you know, I always take direction from spirit. So one step at a time, they show me how big things are getting.
Yes.
And so now we have more ambassadors of consciousness all across the country, and hopefully someday across the world, who learn not only the process of the Consciously Awesome program, but how to help people with that. And the training is quite extensive because the program isn't just an e-course. It does include one-on-one coaching and sessions with the ambassadors, which I think is really important. As we get later into the conscious meditation technique in the program, I can explain a little bit more why the ambassadors have to be so highly trained to help in this process. But the team effort itself is just so much fun. We're like a family. We're all supporting each other, and it just creates this wonderful atmosphere.
I love that. And I love the term, the ambassador of consciousness, because, oh my gosh, that's so true. As the ambassadors, you can create such great energy and shift and help the world. It's really a beautiful concept. I absolutely love it.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, Todd, tell us, what is your role as an ambassador of consciousness?
Well, absolutely. My role as an ambassador of consciousness is not only to facilitate the Consciously Awesome 12-week e-course, but to also help clients worldwide to break through barriers and live in conscious oneness with all that is, so they can live the life that they truly desire. I guide them through the program with compassion, intuition, and wisdom. Each client who is taking the program gets to have 6 private sessions with me via phone or Skype. Or if they live close by, they can meet me in person at my studio. There are also group calls where clients call in and we have a group discussion. It creates camaraderie and safe space, safe zone, so they can ask questions about any particular part of the program. And, you know, anyone in the group can share their experiences. There's also a Facebook page available for clients as a go-to for questions and answers. So basically just helping clients live in oneness and all that is so they can live the life that they truly desire.
Oh, that is just so beautiful. And I love the group sessions. people being able to share with each other what this journey has done for them and what this course has done for them. That is spectacular.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That, I think that is a really important part of it, bringing people together from around the world, all going through the same process
yes.
at the same time. So you have the language together, you have the experience together, and we make sure that we keep all the groups small enough mm-hmm. so that it really gives an opportunity to dive deeper in with each other.
Yes. All that caring and support. I love it. I love it. How would you say the Consciously Awesome helps people? How would you break that down?
Todd, do you want to start with that and then I'll bounce back to you?
Go ahead, Sheila.
All right. I break it down into just simple steps and they build upon each other. And so it actually, by the time you get through the whole course, you have all the tools that you need to really navigate every area of your life with ease. And I know that sounds like a big promise. And I'm saying we give you the technique. So you can repeat, you can go over and over the lessons as often as you want. You have the gateway and the skills. So we help you to open your imagination. We offer a conscious meditation technique, which helps you to really navigate all the energies of who you are, to learn to communicate naturally. This isn't a big, you know, I really try to keep it in the this is all natural realm, but communicating with the non-physical, being able to love on earth because you don't have to be afraid of losing people, whether they're at a long distance from, you know, divorce or from death, that your souls are always connected and you now have the tools to be aware, to tune into that, and to keep that soul connection of love going no matter what. That helps you to show up, to experience love, to bring deeper relationships into your life because you're not protecting yourself from getting hurt.
Yes.
We teach you to dive into all of the emotions so that you can experience the passion of life, because if you're protecting yourself from fear or anger, you're also blocking yourself from joy and excitement and,
yes.
and love and passion. And one of the things I've seen along the way with a lot of spiritual practices is we equate peace with numbness. And that's not what this is about. This
yes.
is about showing up in life, feeling life, experiencing it, and still feeling that love and joy and peace throughout of it. So that's just touching on a little bit of what we teach, but as you get the techniques, we also help you to apply that to communicating with your loved ones, to creating and manifesting the abundance in your life that you desire.
Yes.
Whole array of things, everything
yes,
you would need, really,
yes.
your toolkit for life.
And I love your sharing that message that we are all connected. And with knowing that, you know, it really helps relieve our fear and lessen that so that we aren't pulled in that and we can rise to joy and love. And also, I believe when we know we are connected to everyone, we are one, that brings more compassion and caring into our lives, you know, because
yeah.
we are all connected. That is just fantastic, Sheila. I just love it. So what would you say... give us an example of some of the topics that you cover in your program. More topics, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because we've already discussed a few, but I'm sure there's a lot. So I love examples.
Sure. You know, we cover, to start with the foundation of the Consciously Awesome program, and it gives us, you know, as a stake, the foundation to get us, to guide us to start the program. And there's also topics we cover are Gateway to the Spirit World, so it helps us connect to Spirit. As Sheila mentioned, it talks about the emotions. Ascension is another one that comes to mind. Manifesting, the oneness and oneness on earth and partnerships. You know, just a few that I can think of top of my head, and they are wonderful. I mean, it just flows from one week to the next, and it just, you want more. And,
yes.
You know, it's such a wonderful thing.
Yes. Well, something I absolutely love that you touched on is manifestation. You know, when we make that connection to source and we open that beautiful flow and allow manifestation, that is so fantastic. Is there anything on just the word manifestation and what that is that either of you would like to share with the listeners?
Yeah, I'll give you a couple. You know, the program to me is, it's about the subtleties that I love noticing subtleties. Those are the keys, the turnkeys that change everything. So we are inundated with information and ideas, and manifestation is a perfect example of that, because we're inundated from The Secret to co-creating, you know, all of this. We're told that your thoughts create your reality. And these things are all true, but there's nothing more frustrating than trying and trying and trying, and then it not working, or it working sporadically. And I have seen so many people just get really upset and angry, even at God or creator, which I think is part of the process, and I'm all for that. I think we have to be real. We have to experience all of our frustrations and admit to them so that we can move beyond them. But the subtleties with manifestation, to touch on a couple of the things that we work on in the program that are often overlooked, is that it isn't just your thoughts that are creating. It's a whole intricate system that is manifesting that. And I like the term co-creating, because we are co-creating with all that is. And so it's our thoughts, but it's also our emotions. And our emotions are actually more powerful than our thoughts. So if we're incongruent in those two, then we're sending out a very incongruent message. And what we're going to get is more and more opportunity. We're still creating, but what we're creating is more and more opportunity to bring those into harmony. And so it may not appear. So we could be willing and willing and willing something, and it may seem like it's not happening. But what we're actually being presented with is an opportunity to go deeper and to really discover who we are and what we desire.
Yes.
Another aspect that people find very frustrating is, even when we get what appears to be those two elements in harmony, sometimes things happen and sometimes things don't. And we can say, well, it's all, and usually when we're manifesting, we're saying, if it's in divine order. So when we learn to tap into divine order, when we learn to access those higher parts of ourselves that we're not usually cognitive of, when we learn to be able to switch over and to know who our higher self is and what it's thinking, what our ascended self and our alpha and omega, all of that within us, when we can navigate that, then we have a better understanding of what is in our highest good. So our co-creations actually line up more, and we don't maybe feel as frustrated or like this is happening to us, because we truly are co-creating when we become more aware of that, those parts of ourselves that have been unconscious.
Yes, yes. Now, you mentioned our emotions are greater than our thoughts. For the listeners out there that are trying to understand that, would you say that's because our emotions produce our thoughts? Explain that a little bit for us.
What I mean by that is frequency-wise.
Uh-huh.
So to me, I think that when they're the most powerful is when we're in harmony, when our thoughts and our emotions and our spiritual side are all in harmony. That's when things happen instantaneously, and that's when it's really fun.
I love it. But
emotions tend to be frequency-wise more penetrable, in my opinion, my experience. So if we're thinking, I want help, you know, say, well, I had an experience years ago when I was nearly dying. I was on the verge of death, and I had two young children at the time, and with all my will, I wanted to stay. I didn't want to leave my kids, any of that. But the fear that was inside of me of going, or whatever those emotions were that I was trying to suppress in order to will myself to stay alive, was interfering with that. And I was on a very bumpy, near-death situation for several months. When I was able to finally surrender in and experience and allow myself to think and to feel into, experience the feeling, imagine what death would be like, then things shifted from that point, because then I experienced all those suppressed emotions and came to the desire to live still, yes. But not out of fear, out of a space of harmony and knowing. And it was almost an immediate turnaround once I allowed myself to experience all of those pushed down emotions, which were sending confusion out into the universe.
Oh, that is such a powerful message, Sheila. I'm right there with you. I'm very big on the frequency level that we reside in, and you're so correct. Our emotions put us where we are in our frequency level. That is a powerful message. I love it. How would you say your program differs from other programs? What makes it unique?
Well, I'm unique.
Yes, you are. I love it. You and Todd.
We are unique. I've always had a unique perspective. I mean, just to start, that was sort of a joke, but I did come along this path. I have had a really strong connection to spirit my whole life, and an ability to navigate. So I really don't have a lot of teachers in front of me. I definitely have people who have influenced me, but I forged this path on my own. Luckily, I was taught early on, well, in my early adult life, to communicate with spirit, and I opened to Reiki and all of those things 20 years ago that led me. But once I opened that gate to communicate with the non-physical, then my teachings all came from those realms.
Oh, so
that makes it different. I think the subtleties in the program, like I pointed out, I would notice what was out around me, and I would notice people's frustrations. And I love finding for myself, because it was part out of just desperation to reach this place myself without a teacher in front of me, but also because I really enjoy finding those little niches, those little key turns that make everything different. And so the program is loaded with that. And then the integrity of it. You know, a few years ago, even before I wrote this, I really pulled back. I was out there very publicly. I had my own radio show. I was writing blogs. And all of a sudden, I felt like the world was inundated with all this spiritual talk, but nobody was reaching where they wanted to go in their fullness. That was an exaggeration. But for the most part, people were just stuck in this same cycle of healing. And I stepped back and said, I can't add any more to that right now. When I brought this program forward, it's about being different. It's about keeping the integrity. It's about the personal connection. That's why we have ambassadors. That's why you don't just take more lessons and try to listen and do it with your mind. It's an active program. The ambassadors are in there helping you apply it to your life. And I'm right there with the ambassadors all the time. So we as a team move you through the process.
Oh, I love it. This is so fantastic.
And I'd like to add, when I took the 12-week program, as Sheila mentioned, it had a personal aspect to it. That was one of the many things that I liked about the program. I had ambassadors there to guide me through the process. You know, a lot of courses out there may not be that personal aspect. So you had a go-to If you're having, you know, trouble moving forward with a certain week that, that, you know, topic that you're on, and, you know, I just found that part of the program to be very helpful, you know, for having the personal aspect.
Oh, this is just so great. What an awesome program you've created. My gosh. Well, Todd and Sheila, we are going to pop out for a break. Everyone, I will be right back with Todd and Sheila. Thank you, everyone. Hello, everyone. This is Paula Vale, founder of Wellness Inspired and host of the Why Am I So Happy show on VBS Radio. My passion is sharing the beautiful healing modality of Reiki with the world. I help you reach a new level of self-awareness and create a more confident and empowered version of yourself. Learn how Reiki will change your life. Go to wellnessinspired.com. When you live a life with love and compassion, you allow your blessings to manifest. Check out my Reiki training and Reiki practitioner mentoring program and look for my soon-to-be-released ebook, Why Am I So Happy? At wellnessinspired.com and the paulavnetwork.com. Big hugs to everyone. Paula V. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. If you're just popping in, I am here with Todd LaBoff and Sheila Applegate. They are sharing some fantastic information about their amazing, consciously awesome program. I just love this. It's having so much fun with this. And with that, Todd, would you take a moment before we jump back in and give the listeners your website information so that they can look into this even further?
Absolutely. It's www.consciouslyawesome.com. That's www.consciouslyawesome.com.
Oh, love it. I love it. Well, I'm someone, and I know a lot of my listeners are as well, that love stories, love examples, love sharing of, you know, what programs or different processes do for others. Can you give us some examples of the impact this program has had on some of your participants?
Sure. The first thing that comes to mind is, it kind of makes me smile, but a lot of the local ambassadors of consciousness are in the local holistic chamber of commerce, and a lot of the people in the holistic chamber have also taken the program. And one person said that she could tell looking through the program, she goes, why wouldn't I want to take this? I can look through the groups, and the people who have taken it are glowing. You glow. But I think it's a feeling of just happiness that and peacefulness that they're noticing, a new perspective on life, of course. Some of the bigger things that we've seen happen is people who were struggling with a job and didn't think they could leave it have jumped off of their mainstream. Well, some of our ambassadors have jumped off of the mainstream job and become ambassadors and finally are doing what they love from taking the program. But even not looking at the ambassadors, I've heard reports of other people who had been really, you know, in a job that didn't fit with them and they didn't see their way out. And after taking the program, with just by shifting their perspective, they were able to see new pathways and create new opportunities for jobs to show up in their life that were more in harmony with what they wanted. Other people who were struggling with where they were located, you know, huge transformations can happen, selling their house, moving to a new state, and they attributed to the changes in their thought patterns and the way that they're navigating life. We also see people reporting increased health because as they align better, some of the struggle that they've had in the past that was creating stressors and resulting in ill health have gone away. And we have seen relationships shift. And surprisingly enough, you know, sometimes there are relationships that shift because they need to move in a new direction. Maybe not, they weren't meant to be together in the form that they were and they changed forms. And I actually haven't seen a lot of that or heard a lot of those reports, although I could see that happening. What I'm seeing more is people who maybe were struggling with their relationships, significant others, and actually both partners ending up coming along because when you have the skills to see people and love them unconditionally, but also know yourself more so that you can set, I don't want to say boundaries, but parameters to how you want to live your life in partnership, when you know yourself and can voice that while at the same time being able to see your partner for who they are and not just their limitations, but to remember and to spend time in those places where your souls are connected, we see families shifting, child, mother and child relationships strengthening. One mom who went through it, and just in doing that, her preteen had, she just kept noting all the differences as her preteen daughter stepped into her power and stood up more and started doing better in school and all of these different things. So it really runs the gamut.
I love it. I love it. It just makes a difference all around them, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
I would like to share a perspective. When I was taking the 12-week course, I had almost completed with the course, and I had made the decision that I would like to move on to take the Ambassador of Consciousness course so I could facilitate this 12-week course. And I, you know, as Sheila had mentioned before about our beliefs, you know, we get stuck on our beliefs, old patterns, old beliefs from the past. And I had come to a stumbling block about money because I was raised with the belief that money doesn't grow on trees and, you know, you shouldn't spend money you don't have and all of this kind of thing. And I was really struggling because I wanted to move forward, but this belief was holding me back. So I had a coaching session with Sheila, and she helped me shift my perspective and, you know, had me go back and look at my beliefs and started to go where that stumbling block, you know, had created me, you know, from moving forward. So, you know, in that aspect, that really helped me immensely, and just shift my attention to looking at a different perspective and releasing the old beliefs and looking at new beliefs, and it allowed me to move forward. And I'm now an Ambassador of Consciousness, so thanks to Sheila and her program.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And what I understand is conscious meditation is a foundation of your program. Tell us, what is that, and how does it differ from other meditation techniques?
Conscious meditation is a technique that I developed. I already told you how I navigated life in the last 20 years, so you'll understand when I say I didn't even realize I was developing it until I turned around and looked and said, oh, look what I did.
Look what I did.
I started my journey out with traditional metaphysics, and guided meditation was a part of that process. And so early on, I started teaching guided meditation. And every time I opened up to guided meditation, I just see it. And then it was just the same as if I opened up for a reading or a channeling. I just let spirit come through me. So over the years, it was evolving and changing. And especially in the last several years before writing the program, I had shifted to working with people more in a coaching type of dynamic than people just coming for single readings. And during that time, we were diving in deeper. And in personal sessions, I would help to navigate, and I learned to have them to personalize meditation. So there's so many aspects to conscious meditation when we put it all together. But the what happens is that it gets personalized. So it's an active, moving, interactive meditation. And one of the aspects of it is that it is personalized, that when you have your individual sessions with the ambassadors, they're trained in this technique to show up with you. There are certain points that I'll also go into that we hit to make sure that you get the whole process, but each one is individualized for you in your individual sessions, and it's determined by your spiritual guides. And it's interactive because the ambassadors have you talk during the process, which is really unusual.
Yes.
And that talking, that interaction is actually programming you to be able to reach these states of consciousness while being aware of your body and in interacting, because our ultimate goal is to be able to reach any one of these states of consciousness and access that in our daily life as we interact with each other. So it's not like we go, we meditate, and then we go try to apply this. We're actually learning how to live from those consciousness, those places, and to shift our attention in any interaction that we're having on Earth so that we can access all those gifts in the moment, on the spot. And so that's the whole concept of it. That's the result of it. The other thing that I noticed along the way is that people were often reaching higher states of in meditations, transcendental meditation, guided meditations, reaching that space of white silence or consciousness, spiritual awakening. And then living in the physical world, and there wasn't integration. So a lot of times people would go meditate. They would. It's kind of like going to church on Christmas, right? Uh-huh. You get your zap, and then you go out and live life. if you didn't go the rest of the year, that kind of joke that they used to have in my church when I was growing up. But with what I realized is, and this idea that you're either there or here, when I first started out with meditation, you would go, right? You'd leave your body and go to those higher dimensions. And if you felt floaty and out of your body experience, that was considered the ultimate, right? And it does feel good. But it's much more practical when we take that and bring it down into the cells of our body and constantly train our physical body to integrate those higher levels of energy so that, again, we can lean on them throughout our day. So I realized that if I helped people to touch in and to learn how to navigate different focal points in the what I call the vortex, similar to Abraham Hicks, but from the place of oneness to Alpha and Omega to what I call the vibrant new earth energy, and then also the crystal canyon or the ascended level, and then our physical self and our physical cells of our body. When we learn to navigate all of those while remaining conscious, we can actually use them to support how we interact in life.
Yes. Oh, I love it. I love it, Sheila. That is so awesome. Oh, that I feel good just listening to that.
That was a little rambly.
I was starting to go,
to get down into a paragraph.
Yes. Take me there. Take me there. Oh, no.
That's why we're all smiling all the time.
Yes. Yes. Isn't it true, though? I mean, it penetrates us. I understand now that your program does have a really unique perspective on ego, Can you tell us about that also?
Yes.
Ooh,
love it.
So ego, what I call the ego meditation is, it's transforming the ego meditation is kind of the foundation of all of the meditations we just talked about. And what I came to understand sort of when everyone started talking about the ego, like what, 10 years ago or something, it became really popular to overcome the ego, to suppress the ego, check the ego, and check the ego at the door. And I just like that doesn't make sense to me, because oneness includes everything. Mm-hmm. So how can anything be outside of oneness? And certainly, how can an aspect of ourselves be outside of oneness? So if we're trying to suppress, push, overcome, get rid of the ego, then we can't be in oneness, because something has been perceived as outside of ourselves. But at the same time, if we really were without ego, we wouldn't be on earth. We wouldn't be existing. I wouldn't be talking to you. I wouldn't have raised my children. I wouldn't have written a book. I wouldn't have written this program, because I wouldn't have thought that I had any individual value in this world, because that's my individual identity as a human being in this moment. So it just didn't sit with me that we should be overcoming, or that there was a part of us that wasn't cool.
I love that, Sheila. I love it. I share that with my Reiki students. We discuss ego, and I'm right there with you. Our ego isn't a bad thing. It's a good thing. We just have to have our ego in balance. It's when our ego is out of balance, it can be a problem. But really, I'm right there with you. Our ego is an important part of ourselves.
It absolutely is.
Yes.
And when I checked in with spirit, I was told that it's our primitive instinct to survive. And when we began this whole experience on Earth, we were given the ego to keep us alive as human beings long enough to get to this point that we're at now, which is awesome.
Yes.
But the key to this right now in the program is also, when we take it the next step further, a lot of times when people are awakening to spirit, learning Reiki, doing all of these different things, then that ego spot that starts to sabotage them a little bit, because we think of it as sabotaging. But think about what this ego, who was here to protect us, to keep us alive in the earlier days of civilization or humanness, going into the heaven and earth were considered separate, right?
Yes.
And so death is the only way you access that. And if you think about all the near-death experiences, they always describe going into a tunnel of light. So the higher we go into these vibrations in our meditation and learn to access them, that poor little guy who was, our ego was told to keep us alive, it was told to keep us away from those higher frequencies, those lights, because it interprets it as death. So in the conscious meditation, we have a technique where we anchor the ego right through the ego. We anchor it into the earth, let it know it has a new job. The new job is to let us let as much light as possible here while staying on earth. And when we reassign it a job, it works with us instead of having to do that balance between the two.
I love it. Oh, now, Todd, I understand you have a new program coming up soon. Can you tell us what that is and tell the listeners how they could contact you to find out more about that?
Sure. As I had explained earlier, that I would be facilitating a program, having private sessions with the clients and Skype and group calls and so on. What the 12-week course is covering all of the aspects that we've discussed thus far. And if anyone's interested in learning more or want to get in contact with me, they can reach me at my website, which is www.mbsr61.com. And the MBSR is basically the abbreviation of my business, which is Mind, Body, Spirit, Reiki. So it's www.mbsr61.com. If they'd like to contact me by email, my email is todd mbsr61.com.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, with just a few minutes left in our show, I would love to have each of you just share a few minutes of, you know, whatever last words you'd like to give to our listeners today. Let's begin with you, Sheila.
You know, today, as you ask me that question, I feel the shift going on in our world right now, and especially for those of us in our country right now, we're feeling this shift and wondering what is happening here and how can we guide and help us to live from a space of harmony. So with that, I would say two things. One is what I see with what's happening in our world right now, and especially I think our world, but we're seeing it in our country, is that the collective ego is rising up to be healed. So just as we spoke about our individual egos, we all are a part of a collective consciousness. So the more we move to the light, the more that collective ego is saying, hey, include me. I want to survive, and I don't know how. So if we can see that, and I am going to do a webinar, which I can, if you get on my mailing list at SheilaApplegate.com, I'll include you with that or find me on any social networks, but I am going to do a webinar coming up soon about that and how we can come together to really take this opportunity in our world to help transform the collective ego. And I also think that giving yourself the gift of this program or coming into your higher consciousness and living from this space is really a gift we give humanity, because the more people, it really only takes a few. We are all connected. Jungian theory talks about the collective consciousness. We are all connected. It's science, everything has shown us that. So when we take care of ourselves and we evolve the whole.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Todd, what would you like to say to the listeners today before we say goodbye?
Well, I agree with Sheila. You know, the more light workers there are, you know, come forth to shine their light, to help other people, you know, shine their light. And we work at the collective, and there are a vast amount of light workers help to make the shift occur in the world. You know, the more that we have that, the more, you know, the much better place the world will be. So, you know, that's my words for, you know, of wisdom. And I agree with Sheila. If you really want to, you know, go to that next level, I would highly recommend taking this course. It was something that I'm very glad I did. Oh. And, of course, it's moved me up to being an ambassador of consciousness, so I can help other people. And that's my goal. That's my passion in my heart, is to help other people.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I just want to say a big thank you to both of you for what you're doing for so many in the lives you're changing and making a beautiful difference in this world. And I do want to put out there to the listeners, your program is available globally, isn't it? I mean, it isn't just the U.S., it's everywhere.
Absolutely. There is, with the technology today, there's not really any part of the world we can't touch.
We can all just come together and make a difference together and raise the vibration of the planet. It really is exciting, isn't it? And I'm just grateful to have connected with both of you as well, and the honor of sharing you with my guests today, or
thank
with my
you.
Listeners, I should say.
The radio show that you're doing, because, you know, being happy isn't selfish. It really is the greatest gift we can give the world. I just appreciate you and all you're doing.
Thank you. Because it's contagious, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Let's just be contagious happy today. Let's put that out there for everyone. I love that.
I would like to add to the listeners, too, that I have a program coming up in January. So if anyone is interested, please go to my website or go to the Consciously Awesome website and learn more about this. Jump on board.
Love it. Love it. Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Sheila. A big thank you to the listeners. Love, hugs, and blessings, and happy day to everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.